Bezos Shir tonight. First of all, we're going to learn Lil Nishmas Rachel Bas Moshe. Rachel Bas Moshe is Tavi Yehuda Alter, Tavi Yehuda Silver, Alter Silver, and Alex Silvers. Alex didn't go to DRS, so I'm not holding his Hebrew name. But their grandmother, who unfortunately was Nifteres this past Shabbos Kodesh. Their mother is still in the middle of Shiva. So what we're learning tonight should be Lil Nishmasa. And Bez Hashem, the Mishpacha should have a complete Nechama. We should only have Simcha and Bracha. So welcome to Chari Ruvain. We have a little Avir Da'ara, or a lot of Avir Da'ara, Baruch Hashem, it's a Zchus. We should be Zeicha to be there with you and have Shir by you and not you come to us. But it's Zchus to learn Torah together. Continued Hatzlacha and Bracha. We always say at this table, and we talk about all the time, Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShviv, Vayikadosh Oso, that all Kedusha and Bracha of an upcoming week comes from the Shabbos beforehand. That all Bracha, all Kedusha, all Ruchni comes from Shabbos Kodesh. And if that's the case, this Shabbos Kodesh, and what we're preparing for right now, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayeshev, Chof Aleph Kislev, Tav Shinayin Chetz, carries within it all the Kedusha, all the Bracha, all the Ruchnius of the Heilige Yontif of Chanukah. The Lichtige Yontif of Chanukah. We're all so excited. We've been waiting. It's a long wait from Simchas Torah, going through an entire month of Mar Cheshvan, to wait for the Heilige Yontif of Chanukah. Now, all the koich, we don't have to wait till Tuesday night. All the koich is already the Shabbos. We have to feel it. We have to daven for it. Bez Hashem is Baruch. And Chanukah, mamish Chanukah, is not just for Chanukah. Chanukah is for the entire year. There's a famous story that we all, I'm sure, have heard before of Shlomo of Karlin. And one year of Shlomo of Karlin, he was lighting his Chanukah licht, and the menorah must have been a little too close to the wall. Be careful. We don't want to do this. It's dangerous, Sakana, but his menorah was too close to the wall, and apparently the wall somehow, I don't know if it caught on fire or it left from the smoke, Mamish got all dark and all, Mamish, you know, all stained by the smoke and by the fire. And after Chanukah, the Mishpacha, they wanted to go clean it off to make it nice, the wall. And Shlomo Karlin wouldn't let Chas Shalom. I want the Shirayim, the Roshim, the imprint of Chanukah to be on my wall so I can remember and it can last with me all year long. Bez Hashem is Baruch will be Zoyche to go through a Chanukah that will be a Chanukah that will uplift us, Beruchni, uplift our Neshamos, to live a life of R, and not just for those 8 days of Chanukah, but for the entire year, Bez Hashem. So again, if the Shabbos before the week carries with all the simcha and bracha and kedusha of the week. So the parsha that we read that Shabbos, and we always say from the Rebbe, that's all, cannot mention the Rebbe on Yutas Kislev was today. And the Rebbe used to teach us always, you have to live with the parsha. The parsha falls out at the particular time, parsha's Vayeshev, no question is here to prepare us for the Yontif of Chanukah. And the most obvious place to begin is the story of Yosef and Eishes Potiphar. Could there be a stronger example in a moment of time of Galus Beruchni than that moment in history? Imagine what it was. We can't imagine. Don't try to imagine, but just to talk it over. That this 17-year-old boy, a teenager, all alone, not with family, not with friends, not with Rabbeim, no one's watching, nobody knows, nobody will know, and you have a woman, Eishes Potiphar, and more than just throwing herself at him, but his peseu bebigdo, grabbing his clothing, lay mar shichvayimi, lay with me, sleep with me. Imagine what that moment was, being seduced by this woman. And Yosef HaTzadik is successful. Yosef HaTzadik is successful and doesn't give in to Eishes Potiphar. Vayonas achutzo. Vayazov bigdo, vayonas veite achutzo. He's able to be matzliach. This is the koyach that Yosef HaTzadik gave each and every one of us to survive in Galus. The koyach the Chashmonaim had to defeat Yavon. Because it's one and the same. We're living this Galus again, the Galus of Yavon, the Galus of Eishes Potiphar. Of maybe not as strong being pushed, but it's more of a passive, aggressive Galus. Where we're surrounded by immorality. We're surrounded by taiva. Maybe it's not grabbing our clothing, so it's grabbing at our pockets, in our phones, or a chvesnisht. We're surrounded by it 24-7, anywhere we look, anything we talk to. And we have to be a Yosef HaTzadik. Every year has to be a Yosef HaTzadik in Hadar. To defeat the Yetzer Hara of today, the Yavan of today. That's why it's Yosef, as we all know very famously, Yosef is Gematria 156, which is Gematria Melech Yavan, Gematria Antiochus, because it was that koyach of Yosef HaTzadik. And it's that episode of Yosef HaTzadik which built that koyach to defeat Golz Beruchni. Golz Begashmi, Baruch Hashem, sitting here, and we have to be thankful, sitting here in the five towns in America, we don't know from Golz Begashmi. We don't have persecution of Nazi Germany, of the Spanish Inquisition, of other countries in the world where you have to be afraid to walk in the streets sometimes. We don't have that. We walk around and we could have our yarmulke proudly and our tzitzis hanging and payas and streimlich and whatever. Any way we want to walk around with all complete feelings of security. Begashmi. But beruchni? We can't ignore that we're surrounded by Eishes Potiphar. We're surrounded by Yavon in culture, in immorality. Yosef HaTzadik built the koyach within us, but how did he build it? How did Yosef HaTzadik have the ability to be successful? Because if we could understand how Yosef HaTzadik, and we know, by the way, it wasn't easy. Just like it's not easy for us, it wasn't easy Yosef HaTzadik. You read Rashi, and you see Rashi already says that Yosef HaTzadik fell a little bit. And I can only say it because Rashi says it. He was eating and drinking, which meant, again, he was living with the Egyptians on some level. He was involved with the chvestis, his hairdo play. And Kosh Baruch wasn't happy with this. Rashi explains, it's a medrash Tanchuma. And if you read Zohar, the Zohar Mamish, when it says Yosef HaTzadik, I didn't want to read because he's Yosef HaTzadik. Some know what I'm talking about. But he was ultimately successful. Meaning, and it's MS for us to understand, even if we fall a little bit, and it's hard at times, we still could be that tzaddik who says, no, vayetze achutz, and runs away. But where did he get the koyach from? So Rashi tells us where he got the koyach from, and you all know it. And Rashi is based on a Gemara in Sota. By the way, what daf in Sota is it? Of course it's Lamed Vav. Of course, it's Gemara and Sota Lamed Vav and Beis, because Lamed Vav we know is there Lamed Vav Neros that we're going to light Chanukah without the Shamashim, meaning 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1 is 36. We're going to light 36 candles on Chanukah throughout Chanukah, connected to 36 hours that the Or HaGanuz was in the world, tapping back into that Or HaGanuz, to that spiritual light of clarity in this world. So it's on Dav Lamed Vav that we're going to learn all about how to be successful in Galus and how to live a Chanukah Dikayid. So what does it say? The Rashi quotes it one way. I should have brought more insight to it, but you'll trust me on it. You can look it up. Because Rashi says, as you all know this, you all say it, that Yosef HaTzadik nearest lo demus diuk no sho'aviv. Nearest lo demus diuk no sho'aviv. That Yosef HaTzadik, it appeared the image of his father. In the Gemara in Soit, it says it a little differently. Yeah, he says the same, but it says nearest lo demus diuk no sho'aviv b'chaloin. B'chaloin. Through a window. What's the significance of that? What does that mean? Why does it need to be in a window? What's the difference if he saw it or he saw it through a window? What's the difference? He sees it. And somehow that diuk no sho'aviv gave him the koyach to be matzliach. And that's what gave him the koyach to run away. So how did it help? And what was this chalom? So who's Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. Yaakov Avinu is the Yesod of Torah. Yaakov Avinu is the one that's sitting and learning Torah by his father, by his grandfather. He's sitting and learning Torah in Shem Be'ever, already in the womb. Rashi tells us he's Yoyse Bottom Bekirba, he's jumping to get out to Beis Medrash Shem Be'ever. He's jumping to get out, not just jumping to get out, to be involved in mitzvahs, which Vada is true, and Ruchnius, to learn Torah. 63 years old, going to get a wife, it's time to get married, 14 more years to learn Torah. He is the quintessential Yid of Amelus B'Torah. And what did we learn from Rashi over there, that and from the Chazal, that he slept in Oisur Makom on Harabayas, and he didn't even sleep the 14 years. Amelus B'Torah, Oisik B'Torah. And we know in our parasha, the beginning of our parasha, that all of that he taught to Yosef HaTzadik. It says in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, Yisrael Olav Es Yosef Mikol Banav. He loved Yosef so much from all the children. Ki Ben Zakunim Hulo. Ben Zakunim literally means the son of his old age. And what does Rashi say? So one pshat, Shenol Leisik Nasa, which Pasuk pshat, which we're not even sure what Rashi has to tell us that, meaning that would be just the translation. The uncle is Targum Bar Chakim Hile. He gave him everything he learned from Shem Be'ever. But it's interesting, how old was Yosef Tzadik at this time? Chevra? How old was Yosef Tzadik? How old?
17,
correct. Right? 17 years old. When do you start teaching Torah to Yingel, to your son? We just had this past Sunday, Baruch Hashem, when Tamidim Chaim Yichil Gross made an upsharon. Upsharon is the beginning of Chinuch. The upsharon, you go through with a little honey and you teach Aleph, Mem, Tav. And you start teaching Torah, like Boimer, Vadim, Bamiron, Vaz Hashem will be there, with Rav Shimon. Yeah. It's close, I'm still here after that. Lamaisa. So you start at age 3. So how many years did he learn with him till now? How many years did he learn with his son, Yosef HaTzadik, until now? From 3 to 17, how many years? 14 years. How many years did he go to learn Shem Ve'ever when he was 63 years old? 14 years. Kol ma shalomad mishem ve'ever masalo. Kol ma, everything that he learned by Shem Ve'ever, he gave over to him. How long did he learn? 14 years. He had to learn with Yosef HaTzadik 14 years. Incredible. Can't make that up. Tarez Hashem to me v'mashivas nafesh. So this was Yaakov Avinu, and this was Yaakov's relationship with Yosef HaTzadik. This was the koyach that Yosef saw and remembered when he saw Jukno Shel Aviv. What did he remember in his relationship with his father when he saw his father? The Torah that he learned, the Torah that his father stood for. Torah Magin Lanu. Torah Magin Lanu. That's the Magin Lanu. But not just Torah Asur Rav Shimon. Our Torah is Magin Lanu. The Torah of Yaakovino, the Torah of Yosef HaTzadik, and our individual Torah. And that's what gave him the koyach to run away and create this miracle of time. And live up to the promise of Avram Avinu. Right? Parshas Lech Lecha, very, very beautiful. We've shared this Torah before, but it's worth repeating. So incredible. And Parshas Lech Lecha, so we know Avram Avinu is promised Vayotzeh so achutzo vayomar bet nashamayim usvar kochavim usvar kochavim tuchel usbarsam vayomar lako yezarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him outside and says, count the stars, so it's Koyi Yezarech, so it will be your children. Are we as numerous as the stars? There are billions of stars in Shemayim. Are we as numerous as stars? Have we ever been? Where did this bracha come to fruition? There are over a billion Muslims that want to kill us, even more so than ever before this week. Oh, tremendous Zakar Zatov to President Trump. Tremendous courageous act. We're not going to get into that right now, but Emes. It's a tremendous chizik. I'll just tell you on the side something. The chizik I was thinking about from Trump and what he did this week is tremendous. Meaning after all these presidents and all these years, Yeah, sure. Obviously, all that he did was say the obvious, and all that he did was state a fact that we all know was true, not just for 70 years, but from the beginning of time. And not that he said any chidushim. But ultimately, my biggest chizik, but it was tremendous, because no one else was willing to do it. And it says a lot of how America today stands by Eretz Yisrael, and how they'll stand by us, and have our backs, and what Bez Hashem future will hold in a good way. There's a lot of positive. It's tremendous. It's Yad Hashem in an amazing way. We should be very thankful. It's an incredible thing. I mean, it's a crazy thing. They had a Hanukkah party tonight in the White House. Would have dreamt in a million years they have the Hanukkah party in the White House, and who's going to be lighting the menorah? Okay, it's not Hanukkah yet. That's a whole other discussion for another time. But who's going to light the menorah? The president's religious grandchildren are going to light the menorah at the Hanukkah party. That's who's going to light the menorah. His religious grandchildren. It's mamish a pella. Doesn't make any. It's mamish. If you want to, you can't deny Yad Hashem over here. You can't deny it. But I'll tell you the chizik I took just on a side. The chizik that I was thinking about, and there's so much, but the chizik I was thinking, here you have Donald Trump, the entire world is telling him not to do this. The entire world. Obviously the entire Muslim world, that's no chiddush, but even the other, you see the other countries have been reacting, the British and the Chvesnish, everyone's like mamish blasting him for it. Can't do it, you can't do it. But what did he do? He stood up for MS. This is MS. This is the truth. And we stand up for the truth, and we don't get pushed by anybody, we don't get influenced by anybody. And we too have to take a little chizik in standing up for the truth in the world that we live in. And Yosef HaTzadik stood up for the truth, because he has the truth, the ultimate truth, Torah's emes. And he lived up, right? We have this promise to Avraham Avinu, we'll be your children. But again, let's get back to what we were saying. Mamisha, there are over a billion Muslims in the world, over a billion Christians, what, 13 million Yidden? Where did it come? The Svara Kochavim, Koyi Azarecha. So the Medrash over here says, Vayotzi Yisrael Chutza, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avini outside of the world. Outside of the world. Vayotzi Yisrael Chutza, outside of the universe, above the sky. And because the Lashon Habet, he says, Habet. Habet means to look down, the Medrash says. Look down. And look down and count the stars. Why do you take him out of the world? So I saw Rav Shor has in the Sefer in Chanukah. He says that, you know what the bracha was? Ko yazarecha? Just like right now, I'm taking you out of the world and you're lamala min ateva. You're supernatural right now. You're above the world. So too that koyach will be in the yidin. To live a life of lamala min ateva. To serve me lamala min ateva. To be willing to be moisar nefesh for me lamala min ateva. Above nature. Where was this ultimately lived out? Yosef HaTzadik. Vayotze oso achutza. What's the Lashon in our parasha that we're learning and that we're reading? What's the Lashon over here? Where was the Pasuk? Lametes Yud Aleph. Now Yud Beis. Vayotze achutza. Vayotze oso achutza. Vayotze achutza. Koyi Azarecha by Yosef HaTzadik, who did Lamala. It's not normal. It's not normal what Yosef HaTzadik did. Normal society, of course, given to the seduction of this woman. It's Lamala min Ateva, Koyi Azarecha. Achetichla Regel min Ashuk. Achetichla Regel min Ashuk, Milashon Hergel. You could light the Chanukah menorah, Achetichla Regel min Ashuk. Hergel means what's normal, what's accustomed, what's regular. We have to achetichle, we have to get rid of that. No hergel, that's not what's normal. We have to be lamalim in atavah, like a Yosef HaTzadik. Ko yi azarecha, ko chafei, chanukah. So to on Chanukah, we learn the chashmonayim, we're lamalim in atavah. Oh, so Yosef HaTzadik was able to do, but how did he do it? Diyuk nil sho'aviv. We'll get back to Chaloyim in a second. I know we didn't answer that yet. Diyuk Nishavim, he saw his Tata and the Amud Shal Torah. He saw the Amud Shal Torah, remembered all the Torah he learned. And he said, Torah Magin Lanu, and I can't give in. Yavon, it's Gematria 66. Yavon is Gematria 66. So we have to defeat Yavon. How do you defeat 66 with 67? You have to be a little bit more. Bina is gematria 67. Bnei Bina, right? We see this constantly through Chanukah. Why? What's Bina? Why not Chachma? It needs to be Bina, and it can't just be Chachma. If you take Chachma plus Yavan, Chachma plus Yavan is gematria 139. But if you take Chachma with Bina, Chachma plus Bina is gematria 140. Yavan had Chachma, but didn't have Bina. Yavan plus Chachma is defeated by Chachma with Bina, and the Bina defeats the Yavan, we're saying. You follow that? Why? What's the difference? And now I want to explain, and we'll get to the Chaloyim and listen closely. Chachma is an intake of Torah. Intake of any wisdom. Learning, listening, sitting in one of your Limudic Chol classes, Hashem Rachim, that one has to sit in, and you're listening, and you're taking in information, and you're writing down, maybe. Or you're studying from some test that you don't really even care about the information, so you could spit back information that you're going to forget. Not even a week later, not a day later, an hour later. The same test that you did, you could pull off a 90 then, an hour later you would get a 50 on it because the information was brought in such a superficial way just to be able to spit it back on a test. It's a chachma. But there's no depth, there's no amkus, there's no bina. It's very superficial, very on the surface. Bina is when you take that chachma, that initial intake of wisdom, and you put your kishkas into it. You synthesize that with your depth, your amkus, your emotion, your thought process, your analytical skills, your conceptual skills. You're sitting and learning Gemara Be'in with Bina. Your emotional wherewithal is in it. It's Amelus B'Toira. It's not just Toira. Toira could be Chachma. Amelus B'Toira. Being Oisik B'Toira. That's where the Bina comes in. So meaning what? You know what? It has to defeat Yavan, and what defeats Ashes Potiphar, it's Torah, but it's not just Torah. It's not sleeping for 14 years, Vashem Daver, which was given over to Yitzhak Tzadik for 14 years to prepare him. Not just to learn Torah, but be Isaac in Torah, be Amal B'Torah. Put my whole essence into the Torah. It's in time, how much time I put into it, late nights, early mornings, Bein Astarim, but also when I'm learning, Amal B'Torah means I'm fully into it. I'm not learning a few minutes and checking my phone, then learning a few minutes checking the phone. I'm into it completely. When I'm learning Kaveitim Torah, my phone is left outside and my phone's on airplane mode. Zeu, because I have to be in it. Otherwise, how can I be Amal B'Torah? Amelus B'Torah. Amelus B'Torah. And that's the Chachma plus the Bina. And that's what it is. What do we say? B'yad Oiske Sarasecha. We're going to say, right? In Al Anisim. Biyat, the Yavanim fell. Biyat oiskim sarasecha. Not just biyat loimdim sarasecha. Oiskim. Oiskim when you're oisik in it. You're amal in it. You're dealing with it. You're putting your kishkas into it. It's the bina. Maybe that's Tiyukna Sha'aviv B'chalon, I want to say. Tiyukna Aviv B'chalon. That he saw the image of his father B'chalon. What does that mean? The image of his father represented a reminder of Torah, but there was a separation still. A chalon, a window, gives you the ability to see, but there's still a separation. There's still something disconnected. You're not fully there. It looks like you're connected, but you're really not. There's a window in between. Meaning what? Meaning what? He learned from Yaakov Avinu, and he's seeing Yaakov remembering all his Torah, but ultimately, it's not just seeing him, and that's on a very superficial level. If I want it, I have to work hard for it. I have to break through the window. I have to put in that melus to really connect. It's not just seeing. There's still just not just taking in. It's putting in tremendous amelus and breaking through whatever barrier there is that has to come from me. It can't just come from Yaakov. It has to be Yosef as well. Because when he saw Yaakov, there was still some separation because it wasn't enough. It has to come from me. It has to be my amelus, my bina that defeats Yavan, that defeats Yetish Potiphar. You know what amelus is? You know what amelus is? It's all that I care about at Torah at that moment. There's nothing else that exists but Torah. Who is the paradigm of Melech B'Torah in our door? Rav Eliyashiv. Exactly, Moshe. There's no question. When you think Amel's B'Torah, when you think Amel's B'Torah, in our generation, and you had the schus, well, I don't know if anyone in this room besides myself meet Rav Eliyashiv. You met Rav Eliyashiv? Schus, you just met him, you're a different person. No, I'm not, you can't not be, you, schus just to meet him. I had the schus, Baruch Hashem, that I brought Shmuel Yaakov to meet Rav Eliyashiv. He was only maybe 2 years, he was before his upshare, and he was two and a half years old. But he met Rav Eliyashiv. He'll be a different person because he met Rav Eliyashiv. I have no question in my life. To meet a walking malach. It was a malach in this world. A malach in this world, Rav Eliyashiv. Rav Eliyashiv in 1996. So Rav Shach was already very sick and wasn't able to. And Rav Eliyashiv basically took over during the elections in Eretz Yisrael to be mashvi on the olam and to go. He went to a lot of rallies and different things to try to elect the proper leaders that will have the proper Torah values and be there for the Yidden who need a prime minister that cares about the Yidden who are from. And he felt it was important, and he would go to all the rallies and do what he needed to do. And he put in hours upon hours. Imagine what it must have been for him to put in hours that ripped his heart out that he couldn't be sitting and learning. The night of the election, he went to sleep his regular time, whatever time it was, 11 o'clock at night. He woke up 3 o'clock in the morning to learn, like he always did. And he would learn straight till Nates, to Davin. When he woke up in the morning, it was already after his rabbitson was Nefteris, and there was always a grandson who was living with him, sleeping with him. And his grandson says, does Zaidi want to know who won the election? He says, no, not now. Now it's time to Kovei to Matara. Now every morning I learn now. I can't know now. And he sat and learned straight till Nates, like any other morning. Because that all that exists when it's supposed to be learning is Torah. And it doesn't matter that I put in hours and hours and hours of my life to that, whatever it is already. It doesn't matter at this point. Now, let me sit and learn. Amelus b'Torah. That's a Yaakov Avinu. That's a Yosef HaTzadik. And that gives us the koyach to defeat all the influences of the world. All the pressures of the world. All the taivas of society. All the yavan that we live in. I saw from the Semech Tzadik, the Heilig Semech Tzadik. I'm such a schus that I found this sefer. Semech Tzadik, we spoke about it in Shir already. The Semech Tzadik, Mamish, the Rebbe from Vizhnitz. We're talking after, no? During Shir, I don't remember. The Rebbe from Vizhnitz, Zatzal, wrote the sefer Semech Tzadik. So a lot of the yeshivas by Vizhnitz is Semech Tzadik, right? Vizhnitz, the Rebbe, a lot of the Moizdas. So the sefer apparently is out of print. I don't know if Vizhnitz, but I found it. They have in the shtibel we had it. So I've been looking at Mamish Ramazim. Every piece, it's Mamish Nevuah. Mamish Nevuah. So I needed to have the sefer. So I went to a few places, and of course, can't get the sefer. I was in Borough Park last week to pay a shiva call by Rabbi Erlbaum. So we stopped. I said, we got to go to Beagle and see. I got to get the Semach Tzadik. So he didn't have the Semach Tzadik. He said, out of print. I don't know. So then I went a few doors down, Ulam Desforum. You know, Ulam Desforum is an amazing place. If Mamish, I didn't have time then to go back and go through all the Svarim. There's tons. Mamish, thousands and thousands of old Svarim. Like, it's incredible. The place is Mamish, like, it's like the greatest candy store in the world. It's incredible, this Makom. So I go and I ask the Yid, you have Semach Tzadik? He said, I have Semach Tzadik. And I go back, he goes in the back and pulls this old Semach Tzadik. I'll show you, I have it. This older Semach Tzadik. And it's like Mamish, he says, I'm sorry, it has to be a little more expensive. Because this was a copy that the president, Vision Sarebi from Monty, who needs refuos, Bez Hashem, Yishev, refuos, Shleim, Bukar, Mamish. So he had reprinted to give out, and he personally gave out this copy to some Yid, I don't know what it was for, he didn't tell me what it was for. So he says, we have to charge more for it. I said, you can have whatever you want, just give me the safer. Whatever you want. And they said $35. I thought he was going to say like $150, I don't know. He said $35. Okay, fine, of course. Each piece was worth way more than I paid for it. It's incredible. So Semach Tzadik says as follows. He said, you say Gematria, Nerech Hanukkah. Nerech Hanukkah is Gematria 339. Gematria Yaakov plus Yosef with the Koil. Yaakov plus Yosef is Gematria Nerech Hanukkah. Because Yaakov and Yosef were the ones who were able to persevere against Eishes Potiphar. Yosef with the Koil from Yaakov Avinu. Which is the modern, which was gave the koyach to each and every one of us in Keich Chachmanoyim to defeat Galus Shel Ruchni. He says as well, what is the koyach? So what is the koyach? If you take ner by b'miloy, ner b'miloy, which is nun reish, nun vav nun reish yud shin, plus the koyla is 611 gematria Torah. So we see that what's the koyach? The koyach is the koyach of Torah, which creates the miracle of ner, the miracle of Chanukah, which ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. The lamed vav ner is a Chanukah connected to the lamed vav hours of Or HaGanuz, which we know the Medrash Tanchuma in Noyach Ois Gimel tells us, even today we could tap into the Arganas Vada when we light the Chanukah, but that's not what it says. It says when we are those who are Oimlei Torah, look it up. Not just you learn Torah. If you're willing to be Amal B'Torah, you're willing to toil in Torah, put true, real effort into Torah. So where's the Shemen come from? The oil of Chanukah, where's it come from? Who's Shevet? Where Menachos tells us it comes from Asher. So the Gemara Menachos, Taf Pehe, tells us it comes from Tekoa. It comes from Tekoa, which is in the by the Shevet of Asher. If you look at Mezois HaBracha, by the Brachos, right? What's the Lashon?
Shmein
Alachma. No, over here it says, Asher Amar Baruch Mibanim Asher Yiratzoi Echav V'toivel B'Shemen Raglo. B'Shemen Raglo, Regal. Regal, Shtichla Regal, Menashuk Regal, we were talking before with Dovi, the connections of Regal to Chanukah. B'Shemen Raglo. Asher is mamish steeped in oil, in Shemen. That's where the oil from Tekoa, from Shevet Asher, is where mamish, the oil came from that was used in the Menorah. The Ran in Shabbos says that's why the Nes had to last for 8 days. Why the Nes have to last for 8 days? Where did the 8 days come from? We all know 8 days, Lamalu and Ateva, like the Maral explains, we all know that. But Lamaisa, it lasted the amount of time it took till they got pure oil again, right? Meaning they didn't have enough, that only the, we all know it from the time we were a child, they found one jug with pure oil, with the signet of the Kohen Gadol, and they had to wait for, and it was going to last until they got new oil that's pure. Basically, that's what's going to last. So it took 8 days. Why did it take 8 days? Rad and Shabbos says it took eight days because from Yerushalayim to Tekoa to travel took 4 days. So they had to travel all the way up to Tekoa to get the Shemen Zayazach. They had to travel back 4 days, 4 days, 8 days it took till they got the oil. Why Asher? What's the Koyach of Asher? So the Arizal says, the Koyach of Asher, which we see in Shemen, Shemen is Milash of Mishnah. The Koyach of Asher is the Koyach of Torah. The Koyach of Asher is the Koyach of Torah. We see as well in the Brachos of Yaakov Avinu, in Vayechi, when speaking about Asher, what do we see? In Perek Mem Tes. Chosh may Asher Shmeina Lachma. Shmeina. With hey, Shmeina is Oisius Mishnah. The Koyach of Asher that he sat and learned. The Koyach of Asher was that he was Koyach HaTorah, because the Koyach HaTorah is the Koyach of that oil. And that would give us the Koyach, through the Koyach of the oil, to separate ourselves from anything that's Taiva, from any Yetzihara, from the Golos of Yavon. Where did this come from? Where does it come from? Where does this Koyach HaTorah come from that Asher has? So Asher, from the beginning, if we look in Parashas Vayetze, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yigimel, Vatomer Leah, Ba'ashri, what's Asher, what's the Yisoid of the name Asher? Ba'ashri, Ki Yishruni Banos. Ashri, how do you translate it in English? That was praised and made proud, because all the women praised me and made that I was so chashiv. What's Pshat? Because of the children I was having, that's Asher. Asher is when you feel excited and proud and stand up strong and tall to be a Yid. That's when you're willing to live a life of Torah, to be in Torah, and to defeat the Yetzihara. And that all came from Tekoa, which is an Asher. Tekoa is Gematria 576. Yetzihara, Gematria 575. The Koyach of this Shemen, which is Milashon Mishnah, Milashon, and which is our Amelus B'Torah, which is our Amelus B'Torah, that's the Koyach. that creates the miracles of Chanukah and the miracles of our life. We live in a world that's steeped in Taiva. We lived in a world that's steeped in Yavam. Who's going to stand up and be successful in the end? I was talking recently this week, one of the Rosh Yeshivas from Eretz Yisrael that was in, presenting about their yeshiva, very chashuv Tam Chacham, very special person, who I respect tremendously. Respect tremendously, look up to tremendously. I can't say he was a Rebbe of mine because I didn't have this chus to learn under him, and I haven't really... But he's a Rebbe of mine just by who he is. We were talking about different things in the Talmidim. One of the things we were talking about is, unfortunately and sadly, even the guys that do so nicely and beautifully learning in Eretz Yisrael, and maybe for a year or two after, but so many, Hashem Yirachem, fall tremendously. And you look at them later in life, Mamish 5 years out of Eretz Yisrael, a little longer than that, and Mamish, the picture of a Yid, it's Kilu, the same Yid before he even went to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so maybe he's Shomer Shabbos, and maybe he's Shomer Kashrus, and maybe, of course, not maybe, he is, and he's not sending his kids to Chvesa, he'll send his kids to Yeshiva, but Lamaisa, is there any learning Torah going on? And the taivas that are being given into, the vacations that are going on, and what's going on the vacations, Hashem Yirachem. Because why? And the biggest yisod, and I say it all the time, and I believe all the time, is that once Talmidim leave the world of Torah, the sviva, the oil shel Torah of yeshiva, and while they have that in Eretz Yisrael big time, and then at least somewhat, if you're going to go on to YU and at least be in a makom of Torah and have it set for you, as whether it's YU or Landers or Shayashiv, wherever it might be, at least you're in a structured environment with chavrusas and with rabbeim. Even if you're not in the makom, it's the greatest yeshiva in the world. Ultimately, you have structure and learning and rabbeim and chavrusas, and then you leave that sviva, and suddenly now you're on your own. And guy after guy, I see it. I see them. I ask a guy who's, let's say, 3-4 years out of YU, out of yeshiva, wherever he was, and what are you learning these days? I 3 weeks ago, I went to a shir that my rabbi gave on the topic of... how to make $1 million. I don't know. You know, meaning... This guy, every Shabbos they have a chabura that he goes to, and all week long. And how many guys... Mamish, it hurts me. And then, what happens? If you're not learning Torah, then slowly, it's just inevitable that everything else is going to fall down. And slowly we're going to be prone to the influence of society and the taivas of the world. But why is that? Why are guys not learning Torah? Yes, it's very hard. Yes, it's a long day in work, and you have to work. You have to earn a living. It's a long day, and you're a lawyer. You're in finance. You're in medical school. And then you get home, and you have a wife, and you have children, and... There are tons of important responsibilities, which I all understand. It makes sense, and you have to be doing all of that. So what's going to be? But that means, in order to learn, I have to wake all... Already I'm going to 7 o'clock minyan, and then I'm straight to the 8 o'clock train, and I'm in the office from 9 to 7, and then I take the train, and I get home at 8:30, till I get home, and then I spend an hour with my kids, and I spend an hour with my wife, and I'm exhausted. So in order to learn, what am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to wake up 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, so I can learn in the morning before anything else is pressure, where anything else is going on, to learn an hour and a half. I'm going to have to late at night, 10 o'clock at night, when I'm exhausted, I just want to go to sleep, go out to base medrash and push myself. But I've never pushed myself like that before. I've learned always before. I've learned, but it's been so structured and so easy and so conducive in yeshiva when it's part of my day and it's part of my Seder Hayom. Now suddenly, my learning even for an hour has to be with Amelus. But I've never learned with Amelus before. I've never learned with Mesiras Nefesh before. So we have to prepare ourselves for that. Meaning now, it can't just be in the regular structured Shiurim and Chavrusas that I'm Kovei Itim. I have to be, now start, wake up an hour early and learn an hour before Shachris. And I'm be the guy that's in the Beis Medrash, not just 8 to 10, but 10:30 to 11:30. If you're going to be that guy, Bein Asdarim, be learning. If in between you have classes, you have a class from 3 to 5, and then you have a class from 6 to 7, and you have that 1 hour, and you could just chill and relax or do whatever, or you could go and set up a chavrusa for that hour when it's not part of the day in the structure that most big guys are doing. You have to be now, and if you're moser nefesh now for Torah, then you'll be moser nefesh later for Torah. We have to be mamish, training ourselves to be Amal B'Torah, to be Oisik B'Torah. And that's the key. That was the key to Yaakovina, the key to Yefet Tzadik. That's what gave the ability to defeat Eishes Potiphar. That's what gave the Chashmonaim the ability to beat Yavon. That's the Koyi Yezarecha. That's who we want to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a very special matana when I was preparing this idea, and something actually from years ago in the same Yisod, but you light Chanukah licht ad shetichla regel min hashok. This is mamish tremendous. You ready, Chaver? I hope Chaver went to the mikveh today for this one. It's mamish ad shetichla. It's a big number. Ad shetichla regel min hashok. That's when you can light the Chanukah candles until. That's the ceiling of licht. That's what we're supposed to reach in a certain sense, right? Ad shetichla regel min hashok is gematria 1563. Exactly gematria Toiras Hashem Tmima Lo. Torah Hashem Tamim Alo. When you're someone that Torah Hashem Tamim Alo, when you're someone that understands that the Torah of Hashem to him is Tamima, is perfect and complete into everything in my life, that's when I'll be Zeicha to reach and to mamish reach the Neros of Chanukah and understand what Chanukah is all about and live Chanukah, have the Nisim of Chanukah, and allow Chanukah to penetrate my heart and my soul. That just like the Karliner was stuck on the wall for all year, for us as well, the Nisim of Chanukah all year, the connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us all year, we'll have a Lichtige Chanukah, a Heilige Chanukah, full of Simcha and Bracha, and Chanukah is a yontiv where Klal Yisrael put in the Mesiras Nefesh to gain the ability to be back in Beis HaMikdash through our Mesiras Nefesh and the Mesiras Torah will be Zoyche to also gain the ability to be back in Beis HaMikdash by Shlishi, Bekar of Mamish, Bimheira B'Yameinu.
Amen. Amen.